Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 21, verses 37 through chapter 22, verse 16. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission.
A reading from Acts chapter 21 and 22.
As Paul was about to be brought into the barracks, he said to the tribune, Excestin moi a pain ti posse. May I say something to you? And he said, Do you know Greek? Are you not the Egyptian then who recently stirred up a revolt and led the 4,000 men of the assassins out into the wilderness? Paul replied, I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no obscure city. I beg you, permit me to speak to the people. And when he had given him permission, Paul, standing on the steps, motioned with his hand to the people, and when there was a great hush, he addressed them in the Hebrew language, saying, Brothers and fathers, hear the defense that I now make before you. And when they heard that he was addressing them in the Hebrew language, they became even more quiet. And he said, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city, educated at the feet of Gamaliel, according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God as all of you are on this day. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering to prison both men and women, as the high priest and the whole council of elders can bear me witness. From them I received letters to the brothers, and I journeyed toward Damascus to take those also who were there and bring them in bonds to Jerusalem to be punished. As I was on my way and drew near to Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of one who was speaking to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Rise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do. And since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me and came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, well spoken of all, by all of the Jews who lived there, came to me and standing by me said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very hour I received my sight and saw him. And he said, The God of our fathers appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to everyone of what you have seen and heard. And now why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
Now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of Jesus, amen. What a catch. The Roman tribune assumed that he had nabbed an elusive Egyptian terrorist who had led masses in rebellion against the empire. This boss of centurions and soldiers, oh, how his ego must have been bruised when he realized that he had only arrested a preacher of Jesus of Nazareth, effectively saving the bedraggled Paul from a violent temple mob that surely would have prematurely beaten to death God's messenger there in the temple environment. Now the tables were turned in a manner enabled only of divine will. Who would have thunk it? There at the summit, at the very top of the stairs leading into Fortress Antonia, tribune, centurions, soldiers, worldly Rome resolutely standing guard in order that a chained and bloodied Paul could preach a crucified and resurrected Christ with all boldness and clarity to his Jewish opponents. An unexpected turn of events brought about by a simple yet courageous question: may I say something to you? Paul excuses nothing of his dark past, hides nothing, makes no appeal of any kind. In haughty pride, you and I struggle mightily to imitate him. I, Paul, for my part, born a Jew, born in Tarsus, raised here in Jerusalem, educated by the creme de la creme, a fanatic for the law, previously a tormentor and murderer of those who confess Christ. Paul simply cuts loose with the facts of his life, and he lets the two-decade-old story of his calling, his conversion, his baptism, he lets the evidence do all of the work. Speaking the truth of the love and grace of God, who desires mercy, not sacrifice, who in the merciful sending and sacrifice of his Son declares us righteous, sinners all, not a one of us meriting such a love, such a gift. This is God's justice, that he does not pursue revenge for sin, but rather puts forward to the world a forgiveness that neither seeks nor exacts punishment or penalty, because in Christ, God has already and entirely suffered the punishment and paid the penalty himself. By forgiving us sinners, God declares and defines his righteousness. In Paul, in a most blatant and surprising manner, we are given to see this extraordinary divine righteousness that ignores the disabling sins of others and bears their burdens, not because they are moral people or good people, but precisely because they, along with us, are sinners. This is exactly what Jesus accomplished with his death upon the cross. In his body, he completely carried away your sins so that they could harm you no longer. A Christian is a witness to this truth, a witness as every Lutheran witness should be. By what one says and by what one does with this gifted righteousness. What Paul knew and believed, what he had heard and seen in that brilliant divine light and in the voice of Jesus, the apostle bore witness to all of it with unhindered determination. Here is encouragement and inspiration from a fellow saint that our own lives and vocations would so reflect the confession that you and I make in our hearts and speak from our mouths. Brother Roy, today you are installed into a peculiar office here in the International Center, one that will have a great deal to say and to inform the church and the world about this Christ whom St. Paul boldly proclaimed in word and deed. Your solemn but exceedingly joyful task will be closely to follow the apostle, to disrupt the world by firmly insisting the church's place in it, to expectantly inquire of the world and the church, "May I say something to you?" No doubt there will be times in the coming months, Roy, when you will follow Paul's pattern too and suffer for this sake of the gospel. Oh, you'll suffer in different ways than Paul did, but we're here to make sure that you suffer nevertheless. But then know this, that along the way we stand firmly with you as but children in the awe of this mighty one who sits upon the throne and works all good things for those who love him. That as mere beggars, together we continually plead for his answers. Who are you, Lord? What shall I do, Lord? And that we are led by the hand of those who are sent to accompany us, brought into places unforeseen, having been called to bear a sacred trust rooted in the divine words spoken and written, taught and received. What Paul received from Ananias is for all of us who now labor here. The God of our fathers appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear the voice from his mouth, for you will be a witness to him and to everyone of what you have seen and heard. In the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Joshua Schneider, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.